Yes, and it's time for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Ari Tuttiot. Today is Sunday, the 22nd of July, 2018, and we're going to celebrate the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Nicole from Germany.
Hello, this is Ovidiu Anton from Romania.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Show me the sense of love. Since you know me, life is more than stars above. Promised way back in the past, never ever hesitated that our loving always would last. When life's getting rough, you can't get enough of love from the one you care for. You aim for a goal to reach into someone's soul.
From Barbados, Melody Festival in second place in 2000. Yes, the Swedish national final. Many listeners to the Eurovision Showcase on a regular basis would know that that's one of my favourite songs ever. I just love it. And Magnus Carlsson is awesome. I could listen to him sing all day. He's just got one of those really relaxing voices, which, you know, especially on a hot day like today. Oh, we need it. Oh, 30 degrees and it's not letting up here in the UK. We're in a huge heat wave. I've forgotten what rain looks like. I really do. My back garden is a mess as well. But I'm not watering anything. I'm just letting nature take its course because I think that's probably the best thing to do. And I don't want a hose pipe ban. Anyways, let's move swiftly on. Now, CMA was the original Swedish version of the song we just heard, and it came joint second actually in Melody Festival in 2000 with the group called Friends, and they went on to win the following year in Melody Festival in 2001 with a song called, and I hope my Swedish is fine here, Naya Tanka Far Imoron. Anyway, I tried. But a fantastic song, Sia May. Well, I hope you're well, and thank you for listening to the Eurovision Showcase. And if you haven't listened to this show before, I tell you a little bit of a synopsis of what to expect. Well, basically, we're here for an 1 hour between 5 and 6 every Sunday at 5, from 5 p.m. on Forest FM 92.3 here on the south coast of the United Kingdom to celebrate the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. I play you some of the greatest tunes from the contest itself, as also from national finals which never made it to the Eurovision grand stage, the ones which are sadly forgotten in time, but I'm here to remind you of the good times, and also play you some of the funny ones and some dreadful live performances too. But I try not to do that too often, because obviously you want to listen to a fun show with good music. You wouldn't want to listen to an awful show with awful music, would you? No. So I'm here. So if you want to get in contact with us, get your requests and dedications in for next week's show, it'd be lovely to hear from you. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase, and of course you can like us and send us a message on Facebook. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And you can also send me an email. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, we have requests that have been sent to us via Facebook this week from Martin Palmer and somebody else who I've forgotten. But I will get make sure I play these requests, you know, during the show. It's got to be done. And of course, I'm a man of my word. These things do have to happen. So Martin Palmer's got a request, which we will play very, very soon. And Steve Buchanan. Steve, I'm so sorry. I've just looked up your name. Yes, it is you. Sorry about that. But no problemo. I get to play your song. It's fine. Okay, so our next song actually goes to the Norwegian National Final in 2015. Now, this song was awesome, and I'm surprised it didn't get into the sort of like the top super final of Melody Grand Prix, the Norwegian National Final. But this woman has an amazing pair of lungs. It's Riden Stotter, and she... Strider? Yes, that's right. And her song is called High on Love. Robert Gierson wrote this song, so I'm sure all of you Euro fans will know who that is. So here is Riden Stotter with High on Love.
I am the one you just take home. I am the one you use and throw. 'Cause when I'm in for real. And my heart ain't made of steel. All I need is some real emotions. Feel the beat of my heart. I wanna lose this feeling. I'm high on love. I'm high on love. Fall apart, don't want this to break my heart.
Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
Et quand tu chantes, oui, moi je chante aussi. Quand tu t'élances, je suis. Et quand tu voles, oui, moi je vole aussi. Si tu t'élances, je te suis. Cherche du paradis dans un pays loin d'ici. On chante dans un pays. On chante dans un pays. On chante dans un pays.
One of my favourites from the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, Zoe with Loin d'ici for Austria in 2016, as I say. Yes, 13th place for Zoe there in Stockholm, and one of my favourites from the 2016 contest. It keeps on changing as with my favourite of Iceland and also FYR Macedonia, Calliope with Adonna. But certainly, that was just awesome. Love Zoe, and it's lovely to hear from her too. So thank you, Zoe. Right, we now move on to our first request this week, and we're going to Bristol, and it's a lovely Martin Palmer. Martin, thank you very much for your request, and it's lovely to hear from you, and it was so great to meet you in the airport at Heathrow and also in Lisbon during Eurovision week. It was wonderful, and great to meet you and your wife. Lovely stuff. So Martin's request is for Cyprus in 2004, and this came fifth. It's an awesome tune, and here is Lisa Andreas with Stronger Every Minute.
No matter where I am, I'm always thinking of you. It may be hard, but I need you to understand that I don't often say what I feel. But now this is straight from my heart.
Make it all without you. You're such a casual man, always in an empty hand. I'm helpless and I'm lonely without you. Yes, you're a casual man, always in an empty hand. Left me breathless when nothing more to lose. I used to dream with, take it nice and easy, get jobs, settle down in gyms and town. If now you could see me, you'd think twice about leaving. Say forever is the time you gonna spend around. So why did you leave me? And why should I believe it? You say goodbye. Except an evanescent, unsubstantial blue.
Absolutely adore that song. That is Hungary, 2007, Magdalena Ruscia with Unsubstantial Blues. Oh, yes. I mean, it was simply a fantastic, fantastic song, a fantastic performance. And Magdalena managed to make it to the final of the contest where she performed on 8th following Slovenia and preceding Lithuania, and she finished in the contest in 9th place with 128 points. And in the semi-final, she performed 22nd and came 2nd in the semi-final with 224 points. But my goodness me, Magdalena Rusa, awesome, awesome stuff. And Hungary managed to get a lot of points from right across Europe in 2007. The UK gave it 4 points, but it managed to get 12 points from Denmark, Iceland and Serbia in the semi-finals. But in the grand final, the UK only managed to give it 2 points, but it managed to get 12 points from Serbia and 10 points from Finland, respectively. But yeah, my goodness me, what a great song there from Hungary. Now it's time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's now time for my husband to get those two hats out. And both hats have got, well, they've got little bits of paper in. One has got a load of years and the other one has a load of countries in. We then take one out of each, we then glue them together, and we play that Eurovision song absolutely randomly on Forest FM's Eurovision Showcase. So Rob's got his two hats now. Right, okay, so the first hat has the countries in, okay, and we're gonna have Luxembourg. Oh, okay, excellent. Now first up we got, oh, 2013. No, well, the last entry we had from them was in 1993, so we can't have that. We'll have another year. Oh, 1979. Oh, haven't heard that one in a very long time. Well, Luxembourg was represented by an American singer called Jean Manson. And she sang a song which was translated into English as "I Already Saw That in Your Eyes." So, but it was sang in French and it was called J'ai déjà vu ça dans tes yeux. Yeah, I hope I've pronounced that right. Oh, dearie me. Right, and so on the night of the final, Manson performed 13th in the running order, following Belgium and preceding the Netherlands. J'ai déjà vu ça dans tes yeux was a sort of like a typical ballad for the Eurovision Song Contest. And it's with a blues style arrangement, and at the close of voting it received 44 points. The highest was 10 points from the United Kingdom, and it placed Luxembourg in 13th place out of 19 places. The Luxembourgian jury gave its 12 points to the French entry, and the French entry that year in 1979 was from Anne-Marie David, who won the contest for Luxembourg in 1973 with "Tu Reconnais-toi." So there you go. So now let's hear Rob's random request. It's Luxembourg, 1979, and it's the American singer Jean Manson with "Déjà vu, ça dans tes yeux." Enjoy. Silencieux
je vois le reflet de toute ma vie. Ma vie qui s'en va irrésistiblement vers un bonheur infini. Combien d'hiver à croire que demain tu vas t'en aller, mais être en d'abord avec toi, je te promets un été.
Brand new. Arthur McNeil with I See a Star for the Netherlands in 1974, coming third. The famous 1974 contest from the Brighton Dome, hosted by the wonderful late great Katie Boyle, and won by ABBA with Waterloo, of course, and coming second, Gignoli Cinquetti with C for Italy, and third, obviously, we've got the wonderful Martha McNeil with I See a Star, but in fourth place was the UK entry from Olivia Newton-John with Long Live Love, and how we loved it so much. Now, it's time to keep updated with the latest goings on in
your Eurovision Showcase News, today on Sunday the 22nd of July 2018. RTL, the national broadcaster of Luxembourg, has ruled out a return to the Eurovision Song Contest in 2019. RTL will not be returning to the Eurovision Song Contest next year in Israel, adjoining Slovakia and Andorra, ruling out their return to the contest. Now, Luxembourg, as I mentioned just a minute ago, actually, last participated in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1993 and were represented by Modern Times with the song Donnez-moi une chance, that finished 20th with 11 points. Mr. Schmidt, for the director of programming in the Luxembourgish broadcaster, explained in 2017 the reasons for it is simple, that the contest has become a big risk. It's become really big, and basically it doesn't bear on the costs related to basically Luxembourg's chances of basically getting a good result. So they've been a bit pessimistic on that front, just because countries like Andorra and San Marino haven't been doing particularly well. Ukrainian superstar Sonia Kay has hinted to WeWeBlogs.com that she is seriously considering entering the Ukrainian national final for 2019. Well, she might not have made Iceland to get into the grand final of the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest with a self-written song Paper, but Svala has definitely propelled herself forward since Eurovision, and she has been extra productive over the past week and a half, but because she's released two new singles, revealing a new record deal as well. If you'd like to find out more of that, head over to WeWeBlogs.com.
And finally, the American superstar Cher has said that she's going to do a cover album of ABBA hits. ABBA won Eurovision in 1974.
Yes, I managed to get to mention Cher on a Eurovision show. Oh dear. The things I do for tenderless links about the Eurovision Song Contest. Right, we have a request from Steve Buchanan coming up very soon. Also, we have Live and Kicking and plenty more songs here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3. Broadcasting locally across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest, the south coast of the United Kingdom, and all over the world on forestfm.co.uk and the TuneIn Radio app.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Never seen stars, even if you break my heart, I'll be here tomorrow. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Throw your other plans away, even if you only stay until tomorrow. Hold on to me, and I'll hold on to you. I won't let go until tomorrow. What will be will surely be until tomorrow. Oh, hold on to me, and I'll hold on to you. I won't let go until tomorrow. Oh, hold on to me like the last leaf on a tree. I won't let go until tomorrow.
Darlene, oh yes, Until Tomorrow from the UK National Final in 2016. What a fantastic tune. I still love it to this day, and I listen to it quite regularly, actually. The girls were my favourite on that night, and it was a sad shame that they didn't manage to get to go to Stockholm, because I thought the girls were adorable, the song was great and current, and I think it would have worked, but oh, I don't know. Joe and Jake weren't my favourites, but I tell you what, I was really happy to meet the boys at the end. I managed to shake their hands, and my God, their hands were so soft. Clearly, they moisturise, those boys. Right, we're going to move swiftly on, before I get too carried away, by listening to a request which has come from us, from lovely Steve. Yes, Steve Buchanan, of course. Steve, thank you very much for your request. My goodness me, young man, we haven't heard you from you in ages. Now, Steve's from Pebmarsh in Essex, here in the United Kingdom. He's originally from Belfast, and I'll tell you what, that man has got a big love for the Eurovision Song Contest, and it's lovely to know that you're still here and you're listening. So thank you very much, Steve. I hope everything is well up there in Essex. I remember my mother was born in Grace, so, well, Averley, technically, South Hockingdon, that area. Anyways, so love Essex. Good times I've had there many a time. So it's time for Steve's request. It's Norway, another Norwegian song, yeah? And in 2008, there we go. So 2008 song came fifth. And it's from Maria Håkastrong. And the song is Hold On, Be Strong. This is a quality tune from Norway in 2008. Eurovision Song Contest from Belgrade, Serbia.
Love can be hard sometimes. Yes, it can catch you off guard like bad crimes. Yes, it can make you depressed and angry. Make you say, why me? Why won't anybody try me? You might be saying, ooh, I don't wanna be lonely. be strong, my child, hold on, hold on, be strong.
Oh, what a tune. From Norway, 2008, and Maria Håker Strong with Hold On, Be Strong, coming fifth. Well, I've got to give you another reminder, as we've had some exciting news coming from the amazing event, which is taking place on Saturday, the 18th of August, 2018, at the Water Rats Club in central London, not too far away from King's Cross. Yes. Oh, yes, it's awesome. And the show is in conjunction with a media partner, escbubble.com. So if you want to find out more about the information, then head over to their website, or go to Eurostars, that's stars with a Z.co.uk. And not only did we have Esther Hart from Netherlands 2003, Scott Fitzgerald UK 1988, and Lindsay Drake as 2001. In the last week, we've had Paula Selling and Ovi, who represented Romania in 2010 and 2004. Yes, they're both going to be there at the event, and that's pretty awesome. And also, Linda Martin's going to be there. She represented Ireland in 1984 and in 1992, winning the trophy home to Dublin in 1992. So we're going to hear a song from Linda Martin, and we're going to hear the Matt Pop single mix of her entry that came second in 1984 in Luxembourg. Here is Terminal 3 from Linda Martin.
Long distance USA, last night I heard him say, he's been away too long now, he's coming home, be on the morning plane. If I still feel the same, I should be waiting, cause he'd be all alone. I'm in arrivals by the time he had said, I searched the information board that read, Terminal 3, flight's on time. Staring into a space, searching through. Back and walked away. I repeated all the words he had said. On
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Oh, yes. And we're going to also hear from the late great Sir Terry Wogan with his amazing commentary, as per usual. And we're heading to the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest and the winners in the Point Theatre in Dublin, Ireland. Yes, it's the Irish entry. Third time on the trot this time. Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan with Rock and Roll Kids. Introduced by also the late Jerry Ryan, who's sadly passed away a few years ago, who hosted the contest with Cynthia in the Point Theatre. And it was the same year as Riverdance, of course. So here we go. Ireland 1994, being introduced by the late, great Sir Terry Wogan.
Jerry Ryan.
Next, we have the Irish entry. Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan performing Rock and Roll Kids. But first, let's take a look at what we humbly consider to be the Boulevard Saint-Germain of Dublin.
The old Boulevard Saint-Germain of Dublin turns out to be Grafton Street. You won't see a duck on the Boulevard Saint-Germain, I can tell you. At Bewley's Oriental Cafe, the smell of coffee from that place will knock you down in the street. Dublin's a restaurant. Don't expect this to be awfully quiet, because this, of course, introduces the Irish entry, and they're going for three on the trot. They've won two in a row, and I wouldn't put it past them, because they can do this. Bit of fruit, very nice. The youngest population of any European capital. The place is swarming with children. And a certain cosmopolitan flair. It's a great city, Dublin. Great street life. And a lot of food. And everybody wants to be you too. It's the Irish flag. The composer is Brendan Graham of the Irish Song. Wrote the lyrics and the music. These are the performers. Paul Harrington on the left. Charlie McGettigan, they even sing in restaurants. And it's Rock and Roll Kids. That's the title. It'll be thunderous applause for this. Noel Keelahan is the conductor. And they think they have a really good chance with this song, and I certainly wouldn't put it past Ireland to win again and bankrupt the country.
I remember 62. I was 16 and so were you. And we lived next door on the avenue. Jerry Lee was big and Elvis too. Blue jeans and blue suede shoes. And we never knew what life held in store. We just wanted to rock and roll forevermore. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours and you were mine. But that was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. Now Johnny's in love with the girl next door. Mary's down at the record store. They don't want to be around us no more. Golden oldies, but we hardly speak. Too busy running to a different beat. Hard to understand. We were once like them. How I wish we could find those rock and roll days again. We were the rock and roll kids. And rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours and you were mine. But that was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll anymore.
Some quiet appreciation being shown in the hall there for the Irish entry. At song number three, does this have a numerological significance?
Hello, this is Benjamin Ingrosso from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I can hear you when I wake, I can see you when I dream. I can feel you when I break, as you hold me, as you be. Every night you fill the sky with new revelations. Misty moon on your loom, let's rock the nation.
Cross My Heart for Azerbaijan 2018. What a good song! I'm surprised it didn't qualify, because I could pick many Azerbaijani songs which didn't deserve to qualify, but I think that one did. Anyways, that's Eurovision for you, isn't it? Now, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you for joining me, Kira and Ari Tutti, for the Eurovision Showcase. And I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision fantastic fabulousness. If that's even a word. So take care. If you want more info, head over to Twitter, and our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase, and our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. A la vie d'ergi, au revoir, in our feed scene, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo, and vis lat. That's goodbye in Hungarian, didn't you know?
online, and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.